29th and Johnson Street in northeast Minneapolis, where we are awaiting the arrival of President Truman and his caravan as they will wend their way down Johnson Street on their way over to St. Paul, where tonight President Truman is going to make a nationwide broadcast over a nationwide hookup as he celebrates his first anniversary of his victory in the election just 1 year ago today. President Truman left Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon for the Twin Cities, and he is supposed to have arrived here at 1 o'clock at the Great Northern Depot and was greeted by various dignitaries who, of course, are going to be in the parade with President Truman. He was greeted by the official host from Minnesota, Governor Youngdahl, and also riding with him will be Senator Humphrey from Minnesota. We have quite a gathering here at 29th and Johnson Street this afternoon. People are lined up all along the route with possibly 50 or 60 United States flags. The red, white, and blue is blowing in the sunshine today. We have a beautiful day for this celebration. Must be about 40 degrees here. The sun is shining brightly. I don't know whether President Truman will appreciate this or not, but I bought a new overcoat yesterday for myself, but probably he might think it is for somewhat selfish purposes in order that I might keep a little bit warm while standing atop the platform which has been built for me to stand on and view the parade right here at the corner by the merchants of 29th and Johnson Street. Richard Johansson, the president of the Merchants Association, was a key figure in engineering the proceedings in building this platform. Thank you, Richie. Well, there's quite a bit of excitement here this afternoon. We have the West High School Band all turned out in full color. They have bright green uniforms with white trim, and their plumes are blowing in the breezes here. They've just finished playing a number. Have several drum majorettes leading the band, and they are just across the corner here from me, and I imagine we'll break into some marching music when the president's parade comes around the corner. Well, the president has traveled this afternoon after he arrived at 1 o'clock on the train at the Northern Depot, the Great Northern Depot. He has traveled 3rd Avenue South up Central, and the last we heard has turned the corner there at 30th and Central. No, he didn't turn the corner. He went on up to, I believe, up to 35th, where he is going to go over to 35th and Pierce to inspect the Yardville installation there. Yardville is a project which was started, I believe, by McCall Magazine and has spread throughout the entire nation. It is a project designed to help children and to be a cleanup campaign. The call has been taken up by the JCs all over the nation, and the Twin Cities JCs organization have also been a great help in fostering the development of this Yardville project. President Truman, as I understand it, will stop for about 3 minutes at the Yardville project here at 35th and Pierce Northeast in Minneapolis, and the children who have been benefited by it will be awarding him a scroll, which he will accept. It is supposed that he will be there for about 3 minutes. Well, it's a great day for President Truman. It was just 1 year ago today that he won the election campaign, which most figures in statistics and so forth over the nation had predicted that he would lose for sure. He made a fighting tour, of course, all over the nation, and one of his most fighting speeches was delivered in St. Paul just 1 year ago. Many of you heard that speech, and many of you read about it in the newspapers. And so it is quite a victory campaign for him to come back here today, and it is supposed to be a speech tonight which will kick off the 1950 presidential, the 1950 congressional election campaign. We can't see the president's parade arriving yet, although there's quite a bit of excitement here on the corner with lots of people lined up. I have no idea how many are here, but there are a great number of them here this afternoon. A lot of cars buzzing up and down. Policemen are standing here to direct the traffic. There you hear the whistle of the band, West High School Band, as they're starting to play a march number. Director Vic Hansen is getting his band all lined up. Drum majorettes are whirling their flags, which read WESP West for West High School. You can hear the band playing in the background. We can't see the president arriving yet, but we expect him to come around the corner of St. Anthony Boulevard onto Johnson Street any moment now. Stand by, because we'll give you a description of the president's parade as he comes around the corner. I understand the president had quite a trip on his journey so far, which has been called a sentimental journey on his way to the Twin Cities. He stopped at several small places along the way and talked in a chatty way to groups of people there. Now let's listen to a little bit of that West High School Band music for just a minute. There you have a number by the West High School Band, which is standing here at the corner of 29th and Johnson. Rather congested around the corner this afternoon. We have quite a turnout here. It's, I don't know how many people, possibly a couple of thousand people are turned out. The many schools have let the children out in this vicinity to come over here. A great many flags lining the route. Everybody, of course, is anxiously awaiting the arrival of the parade. Here it comes now. We can see the policemen with their flashing red lights on their motorcycles as they are clearing the way for the presidential parade. Three cars, of course, are going by, and they're going to have to be cleared out of the way so that we can get through. Looks even as if there's a fire truck down there. I don't know whether it is or not. Several cars will have to be cleared out of the way. There's an escort, a motorcycle escort, heading up the parade as it is coming down this side of the street. Three cars are stopped there now. Here comes the first motorcycle right up to our corner. It'll be here in a couple of seconds. They're whizzing on by. There you can hear the siren. Looks like the parade is going to be traveling by here pretty fast. I'd hope that maybe we might get President Truman to stop for a few words, but it looks like we won't be. We have someone here who wants to say a few words.
Oh, Michelson.
Michelson.
The other day. Did you get my letter?
No. Yes, I did. Glad to hear from you, Dr. Michelson. Dr. Michelson said he wrote me a letter, wanted to know if I got it. Yes, I did. Well, here come the more of the motorcycles, and an open car immediately follows that, and I imagine that is the car in which President Truman is riding, followed by some jeeps right back of it. No, I don't believe President Truman is... No, he isn't in the first car. There comes some more motorcycles and jeeps. Policemen are telling people to stand back. Here comes a blue convertible. There's President Truman right there. As he's waving to the crowds on the way by. Tipped his hat, waved to the crowds. Hubert Humphrey is in there with him, Senator Humphrey. I believe Governor Youngdahl was riding also in a blue convertible, which just went by, followed by several other convertibles filled with newsmen, photographers, and so forth, as they are covering this parade. Several cars are following up, many of them convertibles. They're going by pretty fast here. I imagine they're traveling about 25 miles per hour. Don't know whether they're breaking the speed limit or not, but I'm sure they're going past here too fast for me to be able to tell you who is included in those cars. There must be about 50 cars in this parade. There's quite a line of them. They're numbered. There's car number 9 and 10 going by, all of them convertibles. I imagine they are dignitaries from this part of the country around the Twin Cities. This celebration is also helping to celebrate the Minnesota Centennial, and 100 mayors in Minnesota have designated this day as Truman Day. There goes a huge bus full of people, too. There's 16th car going by, red, blue, all kinds of convertibles, all of them, of course, filled with men and women dignitaries, and probably many of them in the political scene in this part of the country. Of course, they all have flags on. There's car number 22. It's a colorful parade to watch them go by because they have so many colors of convertibles. They all look like brand new ones, probably donated by some of the automobile dealers of the Twin Cities. West High School Band is playing in the background. President Truman now is on his way to St. Paul as he's going down Johnson Street. He probably is about down to Lowry and Johnson right at this minute. Will wend his way then over to St. Paul, where tonight he'll make a nationwide address celebrating his 365th day anniversary of his victory over Governor Thomas E. Dewey of just 1 year ago. The president was smiling brightly, beaming at everyone, waved to everybody that went by and tipped hats. Well, the crowd is breaking up here now. It was sort of a quick jaunt by us, and we thought we might be able to get out and strip the cars or something, get the president to stop at 29th and Johnson Street in northeast Minneapolis, where we are awaiting the arrival of President Truman and his caravan, as they will wend their way down Johnson Street on their way over to St. Paul, where tonight President Truman is going to make a nationwide broadcast over a nationwide hookup as he celebrates his first anniversary of his victory in the election just 1 year ago today. President Truman left Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon for the Twin Cities, and he is supposed to have arrived here at 1 o'clock at the Great Northern Depot and was greeted by various dignitaries who, of course, are going to be in the parade with President Truman. He was greeted by the official host from Minnesota, Governor Youngdahl, and also riding with him will be Senator Humphrey from Minnesota. We have quite a gathering here at 29th and Johnson Street this afternoon. People are lined up all along the route with possibly 50 or 60 United States flags. The red, white, and blue is blowing in the sunshine today. We have a beautiful day for this celebration. Must be about 40 degrees here. The sun is shining brightly. I don't know whether President Truman will appreciate this or not, But I bought a new overcoat yesterday for myself, but probably he might think it is for somewhat selfish purposes in order that I might keep a little bit warm while standing atop the platform which has been built for me to stand on and view the parade right here at the corner by the merchants of 29th and Johnson Street. Richard Johansson, the president of the Merchants Association, was a key figure in engineering the proceedings in building this platform. Thank you, Richie. Well, there's quite a bit of excitement here this afternoon. We have the West High School Band all turned out in full color. They have bright green uniforms with white trim, and their plumes are blowing in the breezes here. They've just finished playing a number. Have several drum majorettes leading the band, and they are just across the corner here from me, and I imagine we'll break into some marching music when the president's parade comes around the corner. Well, the president has traveled this afternoon after he arrived at 1 o'clock on the train at the Northern Depot, the Great Northern Depot. He has traveled 3rd Avenue South up Central, and the last we heard has turned the corner there at 30th and Central. No, he didn't turn the corner. He went on up to, I believe, up to 35th, where he is going to go over to 35th and Pierce to inspect the Yardville installation there. Yardville is a project which was started, I believe, by McCall Magazine and has spread throughout the entire nation. It is a project designed to help children and to be a cleanup campaign. The call has been taken up by the JCs all over the nation, and the Twin Cities JCs organization have also been a great help in fostering the development of this Yardville project. President Truman, as I understand it, will stop for about 3 minutes at the Yardville project here at 35th and Pierce Northeast in Minneapolis, and the children who have been benefited by it will be awarding him a scroll, which he will accept. It is supposed that he will be there for about 3 minutes. Well, it's a great day for President Truman. It was just 1 year ago today that he won the election campaign, which most figures in statistics and so forth over the nation had predicted that he would lose for sure. He made a fighting tour, of course, all over the nation, and one of his most fighting speeches was delivered in St. Paul just 1 year ago. Many of you heard that speech, and many of you read about it in the newspapers. And so it is quite a victory campaign for him to come back here today. And it is supposed to be a speech tonight which will kick off the 1950 presidential, but the 1950 congressional election campaign. We can't see the president's parade arriving yet, although there's quite a bit of excitement here on the corner with lots of people lined up. I have no idea how many are here, but there are a great number of them here this afternoon. A lot of cars buzzing up and down. Policemen are standing here to direct the traffic. There you hear the whistle of the band, West High School Band, as they're starting to play a march number. Director Vic Hansen is getting his band all lined up. Drum majorettes are whirling their flags, which read WEST West for West High School. You can hear the band playing in the background. You can't see the president arriving yet, but we expect him to come around the corner of St. Anthony Boulevard onto Johnson Street any moment now. Stand by, because we'll give you a description of the president's parade as he comes around the corner. I understand the president had quite a trip on his journey so far, which has been called a sentimental journey. On his way to the Twin Cities, he stopped at several small places along the way and talked in a chatty way to groups of people there. Now let's listen to a little bit of that West High School band music for just a minute. We have a number by the West High School Band, which is standing here at the corner of 29th and Johnson. rather congested around the corner this afternoon. We have quite a turnout here. It's, I don't know how many people, possibly a couple of thousand people are turned out. The many schools have let the children out in this vicinity to come over here. A great many flags lining the route. Everybody, of course, is anxiously awaiting the arrival of the parade. Here it comes now. We can see the policemen with their flashing red lights on their motorcycles as they are clearing the way for the presidential parade. Three cars, of course, are going by, and they're going to have to be cleared out of the way so that we can get through. Looks even as if there's a fire truck down there. I don't know whether it is or not. Several cars will have to be cleared out of the way. There's an escort, a motorcycle escort, heading up the parade as it is coming down this side of the street. Three cars are stopped there now. Here comes the first motorcycle right up to our corner. It'll be here in a couple of seconds. They're whizzing on by. There you can hear the siren. Looks like the parade is going to be traveling by here pretty fast. I'd hope that maybe we might get President Truman to stop for a few words, but it looks like we won't be. We have someone here who wants to say a few words.
Michelson. The other day, did you give my letter?
No, yes, I did. Glad to hear from you, Dr. Michelson. Dr. Michelson said he wrote me a letter, wanted to know if I got it. Yes, I did. Well, here come the more of the motorcycles, and an open car immediately follows that, and I imagine that is the car in which President Truman is riding, followed by some jeeps right back of it. No, I don't believe President Truman is... No, he isn't in the first car. There comes some more motorcycles and jeeps. Policemen are telling people to stand back. Here comes the blue convertible. There's President Truman right there as he's waving to the crowds on the way by. Tipped his hat, waved to the crowds. Hubert Humphrey is in there with him, Senator Humphrey. I believe Governor Youngdahl was riding also in a blue convertible which just went by, followed by several other convertibles filled with newsmen, photographers, and so forth as they are covering this parade. Several cars are following up, many of them convertibles. They're going by pretty fast here. I imagine they're traveling about 25 miles per hour. Don't know whether they're breaking the speed limit or not, but I'm sure they're going past here, too fast for me to be able to tell you who is included in those cars. There must be about 50 cars in this parade. There's quite a line of them. They're numbered. There's car number 9 and 10 going by, all of them convertibles. I imagine they are dignitaries from this part of the country around the Twin Cities. This celebration is also helping to celebrate the Minnesota Centennial, and 100 mayors in Minnesota have designated this day as Truman Day. There goes a huge bus full of people, too. There's 16th car going by, red, blue, all kinds of convertibles, all of them, of course, filled with men and women dignitaries, and probably many of them in the political scene in this part of the country. Of course, they all have flags on. There's car number 22. It's a colorful parade to watch them go by because they have so many colors of convertibles. They all look like brand new ones, probably donated by some of the automobile dealers of the Twin Cities. West High School Band is playing in the background. President Truman now is on his way to St. Paul as he's going down Johnson Street. He probably is about down to Lowry and Johnson right at this minute. We'll wend his way then over to St. Paul, where tonight he'll make a nationwide address celebrating his 365th day anniversary of his victory over Governor Thomas E. Dewey of just 1 year ago. The president was smiling brightly, beaming at everyone, waved to everybody that went by and tipped hats. Well, the crowd is breaking up here now. It was sort of a quick jaunt by us, and we thought we might be able to get out and strip the cars or something, get the president to stop it.